Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. A coalition of local government officials is rallying behind San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo's call to transform PG&E into a customer-owned co-op. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi has more from San Jose City Hall.
The proposal has gained considerable support since it was first announced last month. Now, 114 elected officials representing millions of PG&E customers have signed on to the plan calling for customer ownership of the bankrupt utility.
What we need to do is fully align everybody's financial interests so that every dollar coming from ratepayers is invested in improving the reliability and safety of the grid.
San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo's office has been leading the charge, making the case that a customer-owned utility would do a better job of investing ratepayer money in needed grid improvements.
I believe my residents want to know that if they're going to pay more, they're going to get safer and more reliable power.
Along with the boost in support, the mayor also announced a list of operating principles that would guide the new entity. Notably, it includes a commitment not to cut off any current coverage areas from the future grid. In response to the announcement, PG&E expressed opposition to a customer takeover and also stated its commitment to safety improvements. In San Jose, Keith Manconi, KCBS.
That E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce from the Salinas Valley has now sickened more than 100 people, and the FDA has extended its advisory not to eat it. As KCBS reporter Tim Ryan explains, for the second year in a row, growers are being hit hard economically.
Monterey County Farm Bureau Executive Director Norm Groot tells KCBS the romaine on produce shelves today is not from Salinas, but from Southern California's desert or from Arizona.
What the consumer should look at is what's on the bag as the origin area of where the product was produced. And if it says Salinas Valley, then obviously it's subject to the advisory. If it comes from another area, they are safe to eat that and consume it.
For growers, it's the third romaine recall in just over a year, and that means a rough economic hit.
It's pretty popular throughout the year, but right before a holiday, obviously, there's a lot of supply in the marketplace, and that does cause some concern and obviously some losses for the farmers who produced it.
About a quarter of the crop may be lost. 102 people have been sickened in 23 states, most requiring hospitalization. No one has died. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
California's insurance commissioner is banning insurance companies from dropping customers impacted by the recent wildfires. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, the move is being cheered by homeowners across the state.
Sean Coffey and his family recently bought a house in the Oakland Hills where the fire danger is high. He says it's been a struggle to find, much less afford, home insurance.
Almost every year we've been dropped, and then when we finally do find a policy, the premiums usually are much higher than they were the year before. So it's just been a real challenge for us.
This is the reality that so many Californians are living today.
That's why California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara is announcing a moratorium on insurance companies dropping policies for homeowners who live in and around wildfire disaster areas, including the Kincade Fire.
A lot of people think this is about Malibu mansions or Tahoe ski chalets, but it is neighborhoods like this where the insurance crisis is really hitting home.
The moratorium will last for only 1 year. Homeowners in the affected areas should visit the state insurance commissioner's website to see which zip codes are being protected. In the Oakland Hills, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Airbnb is taking more steps to crack down on parties and nuisance guests. In the wake of the Halloween shooting at a rental in Orinda, the company said today it's banning open invite parties at all of its accommodations. Those parties are often advertised on social media. Airbnb says boutique hotels and professional event venues will be exempt from the new rule. The San Francisco-based company is also banning large parties at apartment buildings and condos. Airbnb says it is in the process of identifying listings globally that may be violating the house party ban. The company is also issuing new guest behavior rules. We're learning more about an effort underway to clean up an area of 280 near San Francisco City College. KCBS's Melissa Colross joins us from the scene with the latest. Melissa?
Rebecca, I'm standing on Circular Street near Congo. Now, Circular runs alongside 280 southbound, and I can see trash on the other side of the chain link fence as you look onto the highway, and that is what crews are doing. They are cleaning up trash today. It's debris removal that the San Francisco Department of Public Works began last week. Now, the traffic does slow as you approach Geneva Avenue because they do have the two right lanes blocked. I was in that traffic. It doesn't stay slow for very long. You get moving again pretty quickly. And Public Works isn't sure where this trash originated. It's possible it could be due to homeless people. It's possible it could be due to anyone just leaving their trash here. Public Works began this debris removal last week. They are continuing it today, and it's not related to any kind of encampments. In San Francisco, Melissa Colross, KCBS.
All right, thanks a lot, Melissa. A former state assemblyman pleaded guilty to money laundering after falsely leading investors to fund the building of Pete's coffee shops at the San Francisco BART stations. The U.S. Department of Justice says 78-year-old Terrence Goggin pleaded guilty to money laundering in San Francisco federal court following an investigation by the FBI and the IRS. According to his guilty plea, Goggin solicited investor money from July of 2007 to February of 2014 to build Pete's coffee shops at the Civic Center in Balboa Park BART stations. Prosecutors say Goggin raised $685,000. He's due back in federal court in April.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.